At the beginning of the 17th century, the Spanish Habsburg monarchy was the primary force in European politics, and it ruled over large territories. To expand the realm even further, it used an infantry-based army organized in units known as tercios.
You, boy! Yes, you! You look like a smart lad. Want to be a drummer boy in my tercio?
Oh, yes. I'd love to, sir. But first I have a question to ask. Why are these troops called tercios?
The name goes back to the time of the Catholic monarchs. Troops were divided into three sections. Some were armed with long lances or pikes and formed a square to hold back the enemy. Others carried swords, spears and shields and fought man to man, while the third group used arquebuses and muskets to shoot at the enemy from the flanks. Later, Gonzalo Fernández de Córdoba, known as the Gran Capitán, and whom I once met, studied the tactics of the ancient Greeks and Romans and perfected the tercios units, turning the infantry into the heart and soul of the battle.
Later on in the 17th century, other nations surpassed Spain in terms of military power. The Spanish Empire, where it was once said that the sun never set, went into political and economic decline.